Canto 5, The Godheads of the Little Life, Section 1, Number 43. A fixed and narrow power with rigid forms, he saw the empire of the little life, an unhappy corner in eternity. It lived upon the margin of the idea, protected by ignorance as in a shell. Then, hoping to learn the secret of this world, he peered across its scanty fringe of sight to disengage from its surface clear obscurity the force that moved it and the idea that made imposing smallness on the infinite, the ruling spirit of its littleness, the divine law that gave it right to be, its claim on nature and its need in time. He plunged his gaze into the siege of mist that held this ill-lit, straitened continent, ringed with the skies and seas of ignorance, and kept it safe from truth and self and light. As when a searchlight stabs the night's blind breast, and dwellings and trees and figures of men appear, as if revealed to an eye in nothingness, all lurking things were torn out of their veils and held up in his vision's sun-white blaze. A busy, restless, uncouth populace teemed in their dusky, unnoted thousands there. In a mist of secrecy wrapping the world scene, the little deities of time's nether act, who work remote from heaven's controlling eye, plotted unknown to the creatures whom they move, the small conspiracies of this petty reign, amused with the small contrivings, the brief hopes, and little eager steps and little ways, and reptile wallowings in the dark and dusk, and the crouch and ignominy of creeping life. A trepidant and motley multitude, a strange pell-mell of magic artisans, was seen molding the plastic clay of life, an elfin brood, an elemental kind. Astonished by the unaccustomed glow, as if imminent in the shadows, started up, imps with wry limbs and carved beast visages, sprite prompters, goblin wizened or fairy small, and genie fairer but unsold and poor, and fallen beings, their heavenly portion lost, and errant divinities trapped in time's dust. Ignorant and dangerous wills, but armed with power, half animal, half god, their mood, their shape. Out of the grayness of a dim background, their whispers come, an inarticulate force, awake in mind, an echoing thought or word, to their sting of impulse, the heart's sanction draw, and in that little nature do their work, and fill its powers and creatures with unease. Its seed of joy they curse with sorrow's fruit, put out with error's breath its scanty lights, and turn its surface truths to falsehood's ends. Its small emotions spur, its passions drive, to the abyss or through the bog and mire, or else with a goad of hard, dry lusts they prick, while jogs on devious ways that nowhere lead, life's cart finding no issue from ignorance. To sport with good and evil is their law, luring to failure and meaningless success. All models they corrupt, all measures cheat, make knowledge a poison, virtue a pattern dull, and lead the endless cycles of desire, through semblances of sad or happy chance, to an inescapable fatality. All by their influence is enacted there, nor there alone is their empire or their role. Wherever our soulless minds and guideless lives, and in a small body self is all that counts. Wherever love and light in largeness lack, these crooked fashioners take up their task. To all half-conscious worlds they extend their reign. Here, too, these godlings drive our human hearts. Our nature's twilight is their lurking place. Here, too, the darkened primitive heart obeys the veiled suggestions of a hidden mind that dogs our knowledge with misleading light and stands between us and the truth that saves. It speaks to us with the voices of the night. Our darkened lives to greater darkness move. Our seekings listen to the clamatous hopes. A structure of unseeing thoughts is built, and reason used by an irrational force. This earth alone is not our teacher and nurse. The powers of all the worlds have entrance here. In their own fields, they follow the wheel of law and cherish the safety of a settled type. On earth, out of their changeless orbit throne, their law is kept, lost their fixed form of things. Into a creative chaos they are cast, where all asks order but is driven by chance. Strangers to earth nature, they must learn earth's ways. Aliens or opposites, they must unite. They work and battle, and with pain agree. These join, those part, all parts and joins anew, till all have found their divine harmony. Our life's uncertain way winds circling on, our mind's unquiet search asks always light, till they have learnt their secret in their source, in the light of the timeless and its spaceless home, in the joy of the eternal, soul and one. But now the light supreme is far away. Our conscious life obeys the inconscient laws. To ignorant purposes and blind desires, our hearts are moved by an ambiguous force. Even our mind's conquests wear a battered crown. A slowly changing order binds our will. This is our doom until our souls are free. A mighty hand then rolls mind's firmaments back. Infinity takes up the finite's axe, and nature steps into the eternal light. Then only ends this dream of nether life.